USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly two dozen tornadoes reported near Springfield, Illinois yesterday as dozens of people are injured. The National Weather Service says they tore through farms and destroyed many homes, but there are no reports of fatalities. The damage assessment's continuing in Anchorage, Alaska after Friday's magnitude 7.0 earthquake. There, though, making things worse, a severe winter storm. 41st U.S. President George H.W. Bush will be remembered at a funeral on Wednesday. In an interview a few years ago, he expressed his philosophy, which emphasized do rather than complain.
And it comes naturally. And so I think for people just to sit and whine and complain about things in life, that's not good enough. You got to be in the game. Get off the bench, get in the game.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Congressional leaders and White House officials are said to be considering a one-week budget bill so the government won't shut down until after the former President George H.W. Bush is laid to rest on Wednesday. The government is scheduled to run out of money on December 7th. President Trump has said he's willing to shut down the government if any budget bill sent to him does not include funding for a southern border wall. Police clashing with so-called yellow vest protesters in central Paris. A huge riot on Saturday, according to USA's Wendy King.
This is the third weekend of nationwide unrest against the cost of living. President Emmanuel Macron is watching closely from a distance. He said, these people clearly want chaos, but we will never accept violence. And he said they will be found and prosecuted. He also said the violence has nothing to do with the peaceful expression of legitimate anger. Dozens of people were arrested.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump agrees with Chinese leaders not to impose any new tariffs for the next 90 days, while trade talks between the two nations continue. The presidents also agreed, while meeting with the Chinese president at the G20 summit, to cancel a planned January 1st increase in tariffs that he's already imposed. The White House, in turn, getting a very substantial purchase of American farm, energy, and industrial goods from China. The president having met with the Chinese leaders again over dinner at the close of that G20 summit in Argentina. SpaceX is scrubbing today's scheduled Falcon 9 rocket launch, which has already been rescheduled twice. The rocket had been slated to lift off at 10:32 a.m. Eastern Time from California's Vandenberg Air Base. It's to carry 64 small satellites into orbit. The company says more inspections of the second stage are needed before the mission can launch. SpaceX is hoping now to try again tomorrow. And each year a New Jersey family puts up over 300,000 Christmas lights on their house and in their yard, but this year the family claims the town of Old Bridge is trying to shut the light show down. Chris Apruzzi says this year they've been called to a meeting with the mayor and the chief of police, who told them they'll have to pay a fine of at least $50,000 if they put up all those lights. He says they're still going to do it. And for USA Radio News,